everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Tele Summit series, From Heartache to Joy. I hope that all of you are doing well and having fun. I am super excited because we have a very unique healer that we are going to be introducing today. We have the distinct honor of having Wilma David with us exclusively on this platform. As I said, she is a very unique healer. Many of you have probably read about her life story, that she's a natural-born healer. At the time of her birth, there were prophecies and indications that indicated that a great healer was about to come, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But why this is so exciting is because her work has created amazing and lasting change in people's lives, and you're going to be able to experience some of that today. So our topic today is Divine White Light Healing. Let suffering unwind and discover angelic peace within. Primarily, what Wilma is going to be working on is helping people really overcome all kinds of blocks. And whether it's physical, emotional, you know, situational, or career blocks, whatever it is, you will find how they are rooted and how she's able to really, really work very quickly, because she travels astrally. The way she does sessions is different from the way other healers do sessions, and we'll talk about that as well. I have personally experienced this, and it was really powerful. It's amazing work. You'll hear about the stories of other people that have experienced this. You will find out what Sampaguita Jasmine Sambek Angelic Healing is, which is her modality, and how she has always had this affinity and connection with angels and this jasmine flower that I just mentioned, and how she uses it in her healing. So it's a very unique and really exciting experience. And what's also really exciting is that she has a very powerful, really powerful group process planned for you guys today, which basically is designed to bring a life-changing miracle in your lives in the next few days. So that's the energy you're going to be receiving in the group process that she's going to do. So pick a miracle. What would you like to experience? So that, you know, you've already kind of picked it out when we go into that group process. And by the way, those of you that listen to the call on the replay, this is going to work for you as well. A little bit about Wilma, and of course we'll hear the rest of the story from her directly. Wilma is an Archangel Master Healer who was gifted at birth. Also a certified NLP, Theta, Reiki, and Aura Healing Practitioner, she wrote a book and an award-winning author. She has worked with hundreds of people healing their physical, emotional, and mental ailments with miraculous results through her connection with the Archangels, and she's been doing it since she was a very young kid. So she started healing, I believe, at the age of 7. She receives messages from the angelic realm and shares this light to her clients around the world. She devoted herself to continuous expansion and upliftment of humanity through her sacred work as a healer. She offers private and remote healing sessions for clients to receive the benefits of her work. So if you're ready, let's welcome Wilma to the show. We can jump right in. Welcome, my dear. It's awesome to have you with us.
Hi, Iram. Hello, everybody, all listeners of From Heartache to Joy. And anyone listening right now, if you are feeling some tingling in your body, I'm already sending miracles to you wherever you are.
Awesome. That is awesome. I love that. Love that. So yeah, if you're feeling any tingling, let me know. Message on the webcast, please. All right. So Wilma, I can't get tired of hearing your really amazing story. So tell us about your birth and your childhood.
I have an interesting birth story. I'm sure everybody read in your ads, and it's very unique because it seems like the cosmic and the universe is really preparing me, my mother, you know, as she was about to give birth to me. There is a lot of energetic forces happening around, you know, in my reality, my parents' reality. There was a transportation strike, And then my father doesn't have a vehicle yet around that time. And my mother was about to give labor. And then on the way to the hospital, as probably you told in this story, there is this horse with a carriage that appeared, you know, out of nowhere. And my father, that is the only option for my father to take my mother to the hospital. And as mentioned to you, and I think the horse was feeling my energy, the cosmic energy from my mother's womb, that something is unique or something is about to be born with a gift. So the horse was kicking and alive and so much energy. And then good thing it made to the hospital. And then what happened is like when my father brought me to the hospital and my mom was put into the surgery or operating room, then another energetic force in the universe happened. There was a power blackout in the entire village of the province. Can you believe that? And then after resuming with the generator in the operating room, obviously in that in the year 70s, it kind of took time. And then another miracle, something happened when the surgeon told that to my father that this is a strange thing that is very hard to say if he will survive, if my mother survive or I will survive or both of us will not make it, you know. And obviously my father said, how, why? And then it turned out that my position, which is in the modern days right now, you call it the bridge position, wherein I am positioned wherein my feet first. So I wasn't moving around, you know. And there is no way at the time for me to be delivered on a C-section, because I think at that time the C-section is not practiced. I have to be delivered normal. So with all this difficulty from my mother and the surgeon, as I said, I was born feet first. So they clamped my hands. So I came feet first, and with God's grace, you know, my neck and the umbilical cord was not strangled all over my neck. And then, miraculously, I came out to the universe, feet first, surviving me and my mother, which is still alive up to this moment. So that is a beautiful story that, and everybody rejoices at the time when the whole family and my whole clan knew that I was born feet first. And then right away, they were like shouting and in prayers, they said, we have a healer in the family. We have a healer in the family. Because in our ancestral belief, you can also research that in Google or any research in the ancient history, that anybody who is born feet first really have a natural healing gift abilities to do that with people. So that in itself is something that is very, very unique to me. And then as I was growing up, I don't know, it's just this energetic force that people are drawn to me. And then if they feel something, and to that age, I don't even know. And my mom would just say to them, well, just touch them, you know. And then as a little kid, like 7 years old or 8 years old, I was wondering, what am I doing, you know. but then people who are coming to our house who are being choked, I remember the first client at 7 years old that I experienced was, she's an old lady, she's probably in her 50s, and she swallowed a fish bone. And then she was choking, and then they, at the time it was slow to go to the hospital, and then they know it was our neighbor. And then they said, oh, Wilma is a healer, Wilma is a healer. So, but I was 7 years old, and they brought that lady into our house because she was choking. And then I didn't know what to do. And then all I know is I just have to touch her neck and then rub my thumb over her neck and just close my eyes, trying to dissolve the fishbone that is stuck on her throat. And miraculously, after about maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes of like just rubbing my thumb, she was saved from choking from that fishbone.
Wow. So, wow, amazing.
Yeah, so that was like at 7 years old. And then you mentioned my modality is Sampagita Jasminum Sambak, angelic healing, primarily because the very first time I saw an angel is I was in our garden back home in Asia, which is in the Philippines. We have a beautiful garden outside our house, and that is my favorite hangout, you know, like a kid. I would just go under that because the flower smells, the fragrance of the flower is just so amazing. And then I just enjoy sitting down under the tree. And then is my favorite pastime is just picking up those flowers and making them as a garland. So one day I was just sitting under that tree in our garden, and then my senses or my feelings something just came like a wind, and then suddenly a white angel appeared to me. Very clear to my vision, white angelic lady. Wow. Yeah, and then I called my mom, and then my mom said, I don't see anything, I don't see anything. I said, here, I can see it. It's under the tree. And then my mom said, I cannot see, but I can feel it, you know. So that was my first experience of, like, seeing an actual angel in my eyes, not just feeling it, but just seeing it. And in fact,
wow.
Even right now in this modern day right now that people have witnessed when I am doing healing with them, sometimes I am in front of my laptop and just feathers just falling in my laptop. I don't even know where they're coming from, but it's just like sometimes my bed will be filled with feathers and I don't even know where they came
cool.
from. Yes. So that is my story that is very unique to me. And as I said, aside from my psychic abilities, having this highly intuitive and clairvoyance that is gifted in me, and my third eye mm-hmm. is super, super activated. So plus my accreditations, because I also studied this field, is a bonus on top of my unique gift since I was born.
Yeah, that is just so cool. I love that. So I want to ask you about that, Wilma, because the results that you get with people are really powerful. There are a lot of, you know, our community is quite aware. So I'm very fortunate that we have a community that already understands energy healing, that is quite aware, and we don't need to tell them about, you know, what are energetic blocks, why are they so important, that we, you know, work on those blocks. So we've had many people come to the show over the years talking about the importance of getting these blocks removed. A lot of people have worked on them too. Your modality gets especially powerful results, like especially blocks that are very chronic, where they just, no matter what people have done, they just can't seem to get rid of them or not get rid of them completely. What makes this modality so different, so powerful?
It is very powerful is because I'm able to really channel to the divine and higher beings. You know, it's not just the archangels that I am really very, very well connected. And I have the connection to connect with your higher self. When I am like healing or I'm working with a particular person, the energy that I am getting is the energy from your higher self. And it's getting activated and activated and escalating. Once I connect to your higher self, then I connect to the spirit guide. So they are the ones sending me the message about you or about the client, you know. It's like I am the frequency. I am the deliverer of the message. Of what you are feeling inside. So that is what is unique. It is because I have that very, very strong frequency. I should say frequency or vibration or connection. It's like a Wi-Fi. It's a very, very strong Wi-Fi connection that I have with the higher beings, especially with archangels and the higher self. And as I said, one of my skills is I am a soul traveler. So I really see, feel, sense, smell, and my strong psychic abilities can see soul, your soul level. So it's channeling to me very strongly. So that's why it's very powerful and unique.
Well, thank you. And I know that you prefer to do sessions remotely. And I experienced that when you worked on me. It was really powerful, even though it was remote. So why do you prefer, explain to our listeners why you prefer to do the sessions remotely, Wilma.
Mm-hmm. First of all, in the higher realm, time or distance or are only illusions. When you're soul traveling, you see a higher perspective. And the way I do it is like when you order, remember, you give your name and date of birth, right? So from the name, it's kind of giving me a psychic reading about your name. And then from your date of birth, I have the ability to channel your soul level. The first thing is like I like to do it remotely is because it gives me more time to see the root cause. You know, it's not I'm in a hurry to clear your energy. Is that because I really wanted to spend some time to find what's going on with you. And the soul traveling process is like this. It's like as soon as I know your date of birth and I have a picture of how you are, the first thing I do is when I look at your picture, I channel to your third eye. So that's why it's very important for me to provide you a photo with your face headshot, because your third eye may not be activated, but by looking at it, I'm starting to activate your aura, even without you knowing it. The picture is just an energy, but it connects me to you. And then I put my, and then when I see your picture, and then when I'm doing the session, I try to put myself in a meditative state. And when I put myself in a meditative state, I ask for the intention of what the purpose of why am I accessing you? So on the next level is I'm going to ask your higher self, your own spirit, to give me permission to go higher. So the next level, because everybody has a free will, right? So I cannot just go penetrate your soul level unless I have permission from the person on earth. Then I ask the higher self, which is your own spirit. And then the second step, the third step is like the higher beings, which I work with or whomever you believe in, we call it like ascended masters, you know. They take me, they guide me. So when they guide me, they take me to the higher realm, which is your soul book, to access your soul. It's kind of like a library, and your your life is there. Your everything, your deeds, your actions, your feelings, your emotion is listed into that book, right? So that's why I prefer to be in a trance mode, because my soul is traveling. It's not my physical body. Then it's like I'm shadowing the client. It's like you're feeling my energy because I'm tapping into you. I know, especially the soul level. If you want to clean it, you cannot just take a shower, right? You cannot just wipe it with a towel and bathe it, right? So shower needs a higher level of psychic ability. And that's why I prefer to be, in a trance mode and doing it astrally. So that is a special skill that is gifted in me.
Beautiful. So, and I felt it when you messaged me before you started, and then you went into the trance mode. And I really connect with that. I resonate with that, that when you are in a trance, and so your physical body and everything associated with that, with the personality, is here, It's left on the earth plane, but your soul is now traveling, and therefore you can access the higher realms. That resonates with me really strongly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really powerful. So I see a lot of questions on the webcast, a lot of people asking about, you know, money blocks, self-sabotage, financial blocks, relationship blocks, marriage blocks, health issues, all kinds of issues. And you and I, before we were talking, you said something very interesting that you find. And guys, I just want you to know, because Wilma's offer opened over the weekend, a lot of people have already started getting their sessions, so congratulations to those guys. That even though people are asking for different kinds of blocks, but it's really all rooted in emotions, right? They're all actually emotional blocks. So talk about that a little bit, please.
Yes, actually, I was working with one of the clients who ordered from Heartache to Joy just about Friday when you opened the card. And then, she was having a lot of pain, she said, on her lower back, especially in the shoulders and all these tensions. And then when I was doing the process of cleaning and healing or removing all those blockages from her aura, it turned out that she has emotional blockage. You know, she's just such a stressed person because she is taking care of somebody who's much older. You know, I think that's his father, who's about 82 years old. And then all this stress is related because, and it's manifesting on her physical body, because she devoted most of her life filling other people's cup. You know what I mean? She's so busy looking after other people, pouring cup of coffee to other people's needs. But when it comes to her, there's no more coffee. So she is kind of neglecting and self-sabotaging her own nurturing. So that's what happened, is because those blockages is now manifesting to her as a physical issue, especially when it comes to back pain or like lower back pain. So that is one example of a person that, I don't know if she's on the call, but she can give the testimonial. And then, as I said, it roots from the emotional blockage, you know, and the self-sabotaging. That's why it's manifesting in the physical body.
Makes a lot of sense. So, guys, remember that when Wilma is going to be working with you, we will start doing the one-on-ones in a few minutes. So if you have any kind of blocks that you would like to get some insight on, if you want to see which one of your chakras is causing the blocks, how much of it is blocked, so these will be short, of course, about 5 minutes maybe each, and you'll get a taste of what it feels like to work with Wilma. But these are not her, of course, she's not going to be going into a trance to the way she does remotely. So these will be just a taste of what it's like when she's working with you. Okay, so for that, you have to be on the phone and press star 2 to be placed in the queue. We will do that in a few minutes, but as promised, Wilma was planning on doing a really powerful group clearing. She started on this even before the call started, but she is going to do a clearing so that you can receive a miracle within the next few days, maybe next couple of weeks. So, Wilma, do you want to tell us a little bit about that, or do you want to just go straight into the clearing?
So let me just tell the listeners just to be receptive with the healing, because this is a collective energy that I am going to send to everyone live listening to the calls, and at the same time, all those who will watch the replay. And it's a very, very powerful energetic force, because right now I am surrounded by legions and thousands of archangels. So I'm going to disperse all this energy from the archangels to each and every caller, each and every people who will watch the replay, and just feel the energy, be receptive, and if you feel some tingling or any kind of like a jolt in the body, just be receptive with that, because it's coming from the source, the universe, and as I said, miracles will shift a couple of days, to anybody listening to the call. So we can listen, so we can start to proceed now. So if I can just ask everybody to take a deep breath in, exhale, two more, inhale, exhale, and feel these legions of archangels coming and descending now from the universe. Each one of the caller, each one of you have your own archangels, and they are happy to be now guiding you, shielding you, in front of you, on your back, on your left, on your right. Right now, the legions of archangels are clearing all these negativities of fear inside your aura, your body, your auric field. Everyone listening to the call will feel so light after this clearing. I am channeling and balancing everybody's auric field right now through the legions of archangels surrounding me and all the callers and listeners of this meditation. Feel now this energetic force coming from the universe and white light of healing pouring down to the crown chakra of each and every one of the listeners now. Feel this one. And all this white light of healing is going down and activating each one of your third eye. And as I activate your third eye right now, start to visualize yourself energetically happy, free from all this tension and worries of the universe. Receive this white light of healing given to you by your own archangels. And visualize them now. And as I bring this divine light of healing, bring down to your throat chakra, releasing any tensions and hurts of words you have said to other people that hurt them. Words that caused pain to someone else. Words that came into your mouth that block your throat chakra. I am clearing it now. Feel this white light, beam of white light, sanitizing your throat chakra. And clearing and forgiving everything that have caused you pain or hurt from the words that you have said to other people. I'm clearing it now and forgiving from the universe and from the God, whomever you believe in, right now. And feel this energy of light from your throat chakra coming from the sun and the Mother Earth. I'm bringing it down now to your heart chakra. Expand your heart right now as I clear all your nerves and tensions and debris blockages from your arteries, causing your emotional stress, causing all this grief of sadness, loneliness, and depression. I cut, release, remove, and clear right now. Feel this violet flame of healing now. And feel this tingling to each one of you, your body right now. feel your archangel, your own archangel, and your own higher self tapping you on your shoulder, relaxing you, and taking all your worries, bringing all your worries to the universe, taking away all your fears, and removing this clog in your auric field. As I bring this light now going down to your solar plexus under your heart chakra, releasing any tension from your gut, your intestine, your esophagus, clearing blockages from your lungs, removing debris of inflammation, infection, sickness, anything that's causing you harm that no longer serves you. I'm cutting, clearing, releasing now. Feel this energy. Releasing all your tension, worries, and emotional stress, and from all the junk that is caused by the environment, I am removing it now, clearing it, restoring it now. And I am infusing a violet flame of healing from Saint Germain, disinfecting your gut, clearing all this tension from stress and overwork, overthinking, problems with relationships, abundance, and worry. I am cutting, releasing now. And feel this smooth flow of energy like a tube, clearing everything. And visualize that with your third eye going away now as I bring this light of healing down to your sacral chakra below the navel. I am clearing all these roots of hurt and past life, past karma, past deeds and actions that was not your fault but by fault of your ancestors. From the lineage of your mother, your father, that's causing you pain, sadness, and depression, I am cutting, removing, releasing, and clearing it now. Feel this healing. Feel this tingling in your body. This is the light infused by the divine, the angelic realm, and all the legions of archangels, putting a beam of light of healing to your body, to your mind, and to your soul. And as I bring this down, this light of healing to your root chakra, on your torso and your hips, this is your root coming from many decades of life history, ancestral karma, and blockages from people of past lives that's clinging to your auric field and negative energy and parasitical cords. I'm loosening up your muscles now, tensions from your torso, from your bones, and softening any tense muscle tissues. I am healing it now. Feel this now. Feel the archangels infusing all of you, each one of you, with the light of healing. They're going to take all these worries away from you as I bring this chakra alignment down to your knees, left and right, and balancing the blood flow from your body from head to toe and bring it down now to your knees, repairing every cartilage and nerve cells, molecules and atoms to restore you to a perfect health and balance. Feel this now. And as I bring this now down to your feet, grounding each one of your listeners and callers, grounding each and every one, putting all this negativity, releasing, cutting, removing, clearing, restoring, and healing everything down to the Mother Earth, down to the universe, where everyone in the ground will take charge of everything. Surrender, trust without fear, zero doubt. Receive the grace of healing right now from the legions of archangels, the source and the God who you believe in. I'm going to close the portal of each and every one of you right now as I clear and channel your aura from your head down to your face, down to your neck. Clear, release, remove your heart, your body, front and back, your arms, left and right, blood flowing down to your torso, down to your legs and knees, and release everything to God, to Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, the universe. And as I close this meditation, as each archangels holding you invisibly at the top of your head on your crown chakra, we give gratitude to them and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And whenever you're ready, just wiggle your body. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Everybody,
was powerful, Wilma. That was so powerful, but at the same time, very grounding. I feel very grounded at the same time. You know, it was just really, really powerful. Thank you so much
beautiful.
For this beautiful clearing. And yeah, so you guys can expect something amazing to happen in the next few days. Please write in. Let me know how that felt. And we're going to go over to our callers in a minute. I want to read this comment from Anna, and I believe she was the one maybe that you were talking about. She said, blessings, Iram and dear Wilma, I just wanted to acknowledge my gratefulness for my session with Wilma over the weekend. She connected with my grandfather, who was my protector when I was young, and is now one of my angels protecting me, and she was also able to clear all the trapped emotions I was holding in my body from the sadness of two miscarriages and a life of servitude to others after the passing of my mother at a very young age. My two unborn children are also angels in protecting me along with my grandfather. I was so touched by this and was able to release all the guilt over the miscarriages. I'm so thankful to receive a fill up of my cup, and I am the one that Wilma was speaking about. Thank you, dearest Wilma, for your kind, compassionate, and powerful healing. Blessings to all, sending love from my heart to yours, Anna. That was just beautiful. I'm so glad of your experience, Anna. That was beautiful. That
and
was just
also,
beautiful.
I don't know if she's on the call. I'm not sure, but yesterday. Her name is Wynn, and then she's in New York. And then I did a remote healing for her, but something is telling me that I need to speak with her on the phone. And it was her anniversary with her deceased husband. And then she missed the husband, and then I said, like, okay, why don't you call me, and then I'm going to connect you with your husband, which is Walter. And then that was a beautiful experience for her to connect with the soul of her husband. That was yesterday, and she was one of the one who purchased your From Heart into Joy package. So that was beautiful.
Wow.
There was a closure somehow that she wanted to say to her husband.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's on the call, maybe she can send a message. Her name is Wynn, And then that was a beautiful experience.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you, sweetheart. If you are on the call, let us know. And if just you'll have to message on the webcast. And if you're on the phone, you'll have to send me a phone number so I'll know how to find you. Okay, well, let's go ahead and work with our people online. And I just want to answer one question that somebody asked, that are the sessions completely remote? No. The main healing work is done when she's in a trance, so that's done remotely, but she does connect with you, and we'll talk about the details a little later, how that happens and how you can, you know, talk to her as well. But when we talk about the offer, we'll talk about, you know, in detail how the sessions are done. So hang tight for that, you guys. So we have about 35 people that have raised their hand. Can you please pick a number for me?
11?
Okay, number 11 is area code 856. You are on.
Hi. This is Lisa. Hi. Thank you. First of all, wow. Thank you for that meditation. I had such tears from the get-go when you were at the throat and the harmful words and the heart. So, thank you. That was just powerful. I'm actually calling to ask for my husband, Tom. He's been having lots of different things go on with his lower body. I didn't know if there was a way you could check into blocks, entities, or just what's going on and if it can be healed. He has something that we might be inguinal hernia. He has suddenly like a lot of blood vessel things in his thighs that are very painful, like he can't find a comfortable way to lie.
Okay, what is the name of your husband again? Can you say it to me three times before I can connect first of all? Tom. And where is he right now? Where are you located?
We're in New Jersey, near Philadelphia.
Jersey, okay. I'm just connecting to his higher self right now, to Tom's soul. And is this telling me that all these things that he is experiencing right now, especially the pain in the lower back, is accumulation from the kind of work that he was doing in the past? So I don't know what is the area of work that he is doing, but his exposure from an environment that he is exposed during his working is affecting right now. So maybe he was exposed to a lot outdoors, or the nature of job or whatever it is that he is doing. That's why he is experiencing all these blockages related to the men's system. But I'm clearing it now. I am removing some stress and tension on his lower back and clearing some inflammation related to the hernia as well.
Yes, he lost almost all his hearing in his right ear just almost overnight a few years ago. And a few weeks ago, he overnight lost a lot in his left ear. He does engineering work, though, so you think maybe it's the building that he's in?
Yes. It is, yes. It's some exposure in the outdoor, and especially when you are exposed out, because I am also an engineer, by the way. I'm a chemical engineer by education. So I work in the pharma for 16 years, so I have an idea of what you're talking about. So I believe he was exposed into something that was the spirit guide. His spirit guide is telling me he was exposed into something in the outside environment that's causing all this accumulation of symptoms that already on his DNA. And then and part of it, I can sense also from his energetic field that there is a depression somehow.
Yeah.
So I'm sensing that strongly from, that is the message being sent to me by his higher self. So there is a sort of depression, and that's manifesting on the lower back of his body. And
yes, we have a lot of loss, a lot of loved ones pass away, and it's been hard to get over it.
Yeah, and there is one person, soul of a departed loved one, that is clinging on that lower part of his body.
His mother.
Okay. I can sense that strongly. Yeah, so it's pretty much attached, and the soul of the mother is not at peace and asking for prayers. That is what I'm channeling right now.
Okay. Wow.
Honey?
Does that help?
And that was, yeah, I think so. And it's the sort of thing, like with the inguinal region, that you think could help, because, you know, right now with COVID and with our finances, we can't go get it healed the regular way.
Mm-hmm. This is not a one-time clearing, because there is a lot of blockages that I am just slowly eliminating as I connect to his soul. And as I said, if you can offer something as well for the mother's soul, even like a prayer or like a candle, sending some love if intention, that will somehow free or lessen a bit of the tension that he is experiencing right now.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. That's really enlightening. And and I have been getting the feeling that he shouldn't go back to work, like he's been working from home. And I've been feeling like he should really extend that. So thank you. Kind of confirms it.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Hello? Yes?
Oops.
Any other caller?
Connected.
Yes?
Yes. I got disconnected. I'm sorry. So, yes, you have to give me another number. Let me just see how many people are there. Yeah. About 45 still.
27?
No, there are 45 people. Oh, you want number 27? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me see. Who is number 27? Area code 520. You are on.
Oh, my gosh. That's me, Cindy. Yes. Hello. Good morning. Thank
you
so much for that wonderful healing medication. I loved it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I've been feeling
so
many
what's going
blocks.
On with you, dear?
Well, gosh, since you did that clearing, I've got all this mucus coming up out of my throat. I think it's a throat chakra.
Yes,
I feel like I've had many
a lot of
blocked.
People mentioned the throat chakra. It's interesting because a lot of people in their comments on the webcast mentioned really getting cleared in the throat chakra. So, yeah, heart and throat chakra. That's
oh, my goodness. So, yes, lots of inflammation coming up from there. I know that I've got a lot of blockages, and I'm just wondering what you're feeling that could help unblock the blockages that I'm experiencing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Can I get your name again and say it three times for me?
Yeah, my name is Cindy. Cynthia is my birth name.
Okay, Cynthia, Cynthia, Cynthia. Your higher self is just telling me that you have a lot of fears, and your difficulty is these blockages is coming from your fear. And it's interfering a lot, you know, it's interfering a lot. It seems that you're not in your authentic self. That's why you have this blockage in your chakra, you know. Authentic self meaning that you are not aligned to really what you wanted to do. You know, you're always postponing or delaying the things that are aligned to your higher self. And because of that is fear, you know, because of that is like you want to, don't want to go out of your comfort zone, you know, and that fear is embedded right now in your subconscious mind and in your throat chakra, and that's why there is no shift that is happening, and that's why it's like your filter, your mesh of screen right now is clogged with those pores of different levels of fear that you have accumulated, and that fear of change is envelope now in your auric field. So let me just do a clearing right now. So how do you feel from your emotional pain right now from the scale of 1 to 10?
My emotional skill?
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
Probably a 5.
5, okay. Let's bring it down because this way there is a positive shift. So let me apply that to you right now. I'm just going to say some mantra. Just listen and be receptive to it. And clear as well your blockages from your throat chakra.
Please, I think my heart chakra is out of balance too. A lot of things have happened.
Yeah, your pulse rate right now and your heartbeat is stronger, is faster. So I can sense that. So let me just clear that now and just allow me and be receptive to it. This will just take about a minute. Yeah.
Thank
Cindy. I'm clearing those debris from your heart right now, tension from your veins, and normalizing your palpitation. Take a deep breath in, Cindy. Exhale. How do you feel now?
I feel calmer.
Beautiful. Let me just clear your throat chakra. It's something that someone, somebody from a relationship that caused that throat chakra. Somebody, I don't know who is that. It's a coworker or a relative that is like have some issues with you that needs to be resolved or needs to be brought up. You know, it's not open or you need to communicate this to this person that you know, which is close by with you, to resolve this blockage in your throat chakra. Because this person is an energetic vampire, so clinging in your throat chakra. So let me clear this
Could
now.
It be an ex-relationship from many years ago?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
I think I know who.
Yeah. There's no closure, and then there is interference of the energetic. So let me clear that now, and then this person may connect with you. How do you feel?
I feel good. I'm trying to breathe in and exhale, and I'm trying to come to terms with what you're telling me. Hopefully.
Yeah. So it's just this person that has some connection with you that has a negative energetic cord. So if you know this person, please reach out. Be the first one to reach out, and whatever needs to be closure. This way you will be free and then start to shift. You know, if you know this person, you said you know this person.
Do you pick up that it's a male? Do you pick up that it's a male?
Just
if she can't reach out and talk to this person, can she just do it energetically?
Yes. But it needs
to be
closed.
I think that would be better.
It needs as well to be have a closure of something. So, but if you can meditate and let go, and that will help as well.
Okay, thank you. That's just been so lovely. Thank you
And
so
how
much.
Do you feel now, honey?
On a scale I still feel a lot of congestion in my throat. It's like trying to come out. I don't know. I think maybe you're helping to unblock it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Great job. Very good.
Yeah.
Good luck,
thank
honey.
Thank you. Many blessings to you.
Yeah, many blessings to you as well. And just like what Wilma said, a lot of your blockages are going to be rooted in somewhere in an emotional issue. I'm going to set an intention to find someone who has financial blocks because I have a lot of comments on the webcast regarding financial blocks. So let's take one more caller and then we're going to talk about the offer when we're done talking about it, we'll come back and work with some more people. All right, so Wilma, we have 41 people left with their hands raised. Can you pick one number, please?
33.
Number 33. Yep, got it. It is area code 650. You are on.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Kathy. And what is your issue, my dear?
Well, you said you wanted somebody with financial blocks, and I have had that.
Yay,
on the
okay.
I have had
okay,
that.
Okay, cool. So you have financial blocks?
I have. I've had it different times where money comes in, and then it seems like there's always something coming up or it's flowing out, and I don't know what that's related to.
Okay. Say your name for me 3 times, please, sir.
Kathy.
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 Kathy. Kathy.
Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm connecting to your higher self right now. I'm just doing a quick scan, and then this way I can tap into your subconscious mind and see what's going on. And then it's just telling me, it's coming from your back, from the spine, that is coming from your ancestral. It's some programming when you were a child. Something happened in your child. I don't know what age, if you can remember. It's something that is traumatic during childhood. I saw like a Kathy that is somehow crying at the age of like in between 10 and adolescence period. So I don't know if you recall something.
My parents and my dad leaving point.
Yeah, so there is this root that is coming from that time frame that you and your family are in the state of struggle, the mode of that energy struggling. So now that mode of struggling is attached to your energetic field, your auric field. So it's also now implanted to your subconscious mind that you will struggle. So this is the one that's causing your financial blockage that is not shifting, because the DNA or the subconscious mind has that notion and implantation of those beliefs of struggle. You know, that's your programming, your mind programming is like in the state of lack. So that is the blockage right now. So let me clear that now and clear that childhood thing and take a deep breath in. Exhale. And visualize your childhood being happy. Visualize that you can afford to get things, because right now it feels like you are programming that you cannot afford. So that mindset is your limiting belief that is originated from your childhood patterns. I'm clearing your mind. Shifting your mind, your brain waves, your theta, your brain, conscious and unconscious. I'm cutting that cord from that experience when you were a kid, that mode of struggle from your parents, and cutting it now. How are you feeling right now? Tell me.
I feel good. I just like I'm so excited that you found that and you're helping to clear that. I try to do it myself just mentally, but obviously it's not enough. And I
Exactly. You disconnect with your third eye and visualize that incident when you were a child, and then let it go. Let it go. This way you can cut it also as yourself. It's like cutting your inner child's fear. So, and that will give you a lot of relief, and it will open a shift in a couple of days for you.
Oh, awesome. Oh my God, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That is great.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Thank you
both of you.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we are now going to, I was answering some questions on the webcast. A lot of people have questions regarding the package. So let's go ahead and, so on the webcast, just press the special offer link. And on the replay also, you'll have the link and you can press the special offer button. And then if you want to type it in, the URL is orderjoy2020.com/Wilma. I'll repeat that, orderjoy2020.com/WILMA. All right, and then you can see, you'll come to this beautiful page, and you will see how you can let suffering unwind and discover angelic peace within. And you see Wilma's beautiful picture, and you see that the offer is available for only 2 more days. Remember, we opened it over the weekend, so it's been open for a while. Wilma is the award-winning author of The Authorities, which was co-authored with New York Times bestselling authors Les Brown, Dr. John Gray, and Raymond Aron. So you guys have already heard Wilma's story. Now we're going to find out what this offer is and why people literally have gone. I mean, it was my messages were just pinging off the hook when we opened this offer. If you want to get this, guys, this is, like I said, this is already been open. A lot of the sessions are already gone, so you want to make sure that you get in. So, Wilma, I'm going to invite you to talk about this offer.
Mm-hmm.
And what people can expect to receive from it. So just to let you guys know, while we're talking about this, you can read about the success stories of other people, how she's been able to help people remove and release blocks in any area of their life. I mean, this is not just about health or relationships. People have these blocks in prosperity, abundance, career, all kinds of things. So you can read those testimonials here. A lot of these people were actually FHTJ listeners. So you've got that going on as well. And there was this one line that I just loved, which was, whatever miracle that you have been waiting for, after working with Wilma, it will become a reality. So if you want to have that chance, just with one session with Wilma, whatever it is you've been desiring, you want it to become a reality, it will take one session. So how cool is that? So, Wilma, over to you, my dear.
Yes, so I'm sure so far we were talking about this morning, there's already about 100 people who availed their offer package to remove the parasitical cords, heal energy holes and rips, and then remove this negativity and cleaning, and offer a complete customized infusion healing. So this package actually will benefit a lot. You know, as I said, when you're cleaning a house, it's not magic. You have to clean one area first. You cannot clean the house all at the same time, right? So this package, I think it's a must for everyone who wanted to shift and somehow clean that filter, energetic filter in your body. And I would recommend that for all those who have, you know, blockages to avail of that package A. As you can see from your email, and that it's a good package to start with. And the upgrades, as I said, there is add-on packages, so those who want to have a
can you actually describe can you describe the package with me? Yeah, because we have the item A, which is customized remote semi angelic healing, which is immediate intense and energy healing for clearing blocks, and it says that you will astral travel to cleanse, heal, and remove all blockages. So over that again, I know you explained it before, but but some people might have missed, they might have missed that part of the call. So if you can please go over that again, exactly what happens, and we need to explain that people need to send their photo and their original name at birth and date of birth and location of birth. These are all required for sessions. Sure.
Yes. Yeah. Since I am doing the healing remotely, so that means I'm tapping to your energetic force, and then The reason why, this is absolutely confidential when you give me your date of birth and your photo. And it's a way for me to access your third eye as I start to channel and to clear your aura, your access to remove those parasitical cords or negative energy from your subconscious mind. So that's why I asked for the picture, because when I connect your third eye, I also like connecting to your subconscious mind. And then after that, the add-on package, which I'm actually visiting you, and if your guides tell me, assist me, the root of the problem or the blockages, and that will help me clear whatever it is that you are wanted to shift in your present life right now.
Beautiful. So I just want to go over some of these explanations for everybody. So when the healing is done, basically Wilma begins by doing soul travel so that she can connect with you on a soul level. Once she's able to access your soul level, she can then connect with your higher self and then finally connect with your spirit guides. Once she has access at the highest level, she spiritually guides archangels to help clear the issues and blocks that are keeping you stuck. What you might feel during the healing is most people report that they can feel the energy moving. It's really strong. So typically connect gently with her spirit guides to keep the energy subtle as her clients release and experience shifts. So for me, I felt the energy strongly, but the shifts were not like strong. They were not uncomfortable. I just, because I'm sensitive to energy, I could just feel it strongly. How the session works is that she will notify you. So after you have sent the information that is required, which is a photo, date, and place of birth, and your full name at birth, then she will notify you of the date and time of your session. And after the session is complete, she will send you an email report so you can understand what she saw and healed for you during the session. She will explain what kind of blocks were found, what was causing it, and how it was removed. If you need further understanding of the remote, she will be a report. She will be available for you via WhatsApp to answer those questions. Or you can request a one-time 15-minute phone call to address your questions. So here I want to just remind everybody, please be mindful of the energy exchange, because this is a bonus that she has given. Typically her sessions are remote and then she sends the report and that's it. But because we requested some more one-on-one, some additional support for our listeners, she has given this opportunity that if you have questions, she can answer them through WhatsApp, or if you feel that you really need to connect with her, then you'll have a chance to have a 15-minute phone call on WhatsApp with her and have, if you have follow-up questions. But please be mindful that this is something she's doing as a courtesy, as a favor, as a bonus to our listeners. So we don't want to abuse that privilege. And then you have the add-on, which is – go ahead, Wilma.
No, that's –
say something?
Yeah. No, that's very well explained.
Okay,
actually.
Cool. Okay, cool. Thank you. And then you have the option to take an add-on, additional add-on, which is going to be available at checkout, which is customized remote super boost archangel jasminium healing. Awaken your fullest creation power. She will then astral travel. She will astral visit you to cleanse, heal, and remove all blockages, which is also very, very powerful. So there's some more description of that. You want to talk about that a little bit? There's a lot of stuff that gets cleansed during this one. With the add-on, you really, really get laser-focused energy healing transmissions for other stuff. So what would be the difference between okay, I see it here. So in the first one, in the first offer where we talked about it, she's working on you to instantly remove psychic and parasitic cords. She's going to heal super energy holes and rips, energetically remove negative and cleaning, and offer a powerful and completely customized infused healing for those issues. With the add-on, you are then able to also get balance and activate your chakras,
ascend your vibrational energy, remove financial blocks. So those of you that were talking about financial blocks, this is covered here. And then clear past life karma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So package A right now, 177. And when you check out, you will be given the option to take the additional add-on, okay, which is what I just described right now. So
beautiful.
Did I miss anything, Wilma?
Oh, that's beautiful. Actually, I also wanted to inform that I already replied to all those who ordered. But as we said, just give me a little bit of patience because there's about 100 of you who ordered healing sessions. Obviously, astral visiting, it takes a lot of energy as well. But rest assured that every order and request will be fulfilled accordingly.
Hmm? Okay, awesome. So, Christine, I think your question got answered because Christine wanted to know she already got the... Excuse me, I'm still doing my throat is still clearing too. Excuse me. Everybody's throat chakra is clearing. So she said, I already signed up for your program yesterday along with the special add-on. How does this work? Do I get a private session? So the session is private. It's actually over 90 minutes long, 90 minutes or more. And like what Wilma explained, she goes into a deep trance to work on you, connect with your soul. She does tell you when she's going to be doing it, so you're going to be aware. But in order to make it super powerful, this is the better way, that she's in a deep trance so that her personality, her earthly body, is not really involved at all. This is just work done by her soul. So it has, that's why she has such powerful results, because it's done on a, you know. So then she'll send you the report in an email, and then if you have additional questions or you want to request 15 minutes with her, you can do so. How can you send a photo? Can it be texted? I suppose it could be texted on WhatsApp. That's really easy to do.
That's correct.
Yeah, so if you connect on WhatsApp, then you can text your photo there. Okay, beautiful. So if you guys have any questions regarding the package, please make sure you send them now. I did want to tell you guys that, again, the URL is orderjoy2020.com/Wilma, W-I-L-M-A. When we opened the offer up over the weekend, it was surprising. Over 100 people jumped in, signed up. So it says 2 days, 12 hours, but the offer will close whenever we run out of the sessions that are available. So please make sure that if you've been resonating with Wilma, you feel this is the healer that's going to help you, you want to get experience of working with this beautiful energy and the angelic realms, this is for you, no matter what kind of blocks you are, because this is her specialty. It doesn't matter what kind of blocks they are. Go in there, do a deep cleanse, and if you have financial blocks, then, you know, the add-on is something you want to add to. Okay, if you have any questions regarding which option is going to be best for you, let us know, and I'll read the message on webcast. There are actually a few questions on the webcast, Wilma. Maybe can you read if the person is on the webcast? Can you still read them?
No, I'm not able to read in the...
Okay,
I don't,
so they have to be on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. This question is from someone who said, can you work on behalf of my son who is 19 years old? So I guess what she's asking is, if she buys the package for someone, sends you the information, can you work with that person?
Yes, actually, many of the orders that came in to me, actually, it's not for them. It's for someone that they love or care about. So there's no problem with that, you know, as long as I know the name and the date of birth and the photo of that person.
Okay. And do they need to have their permission?
If I talk to their subconscious mind, I will know if I will be rejected or not. You know, so it's a matter of me. If they don't allow, then I will tell the client who ordered it that I'm not being permitted to access by the higher self of that person.
Okay, cool. Nina wants to know, is there a payment plan for the add-on? You know, that's not a bad question. Let me send this to Nyla. Nina, go ahead and ask customer service, and they'll help you out. And this is not a bad question, so maybe we'll try to get you guys a payment plan on the add-on anyway. So I'll have to discuss with the team if it's possible, because we changed shopping carts, and some of the features are not available. So if there is one available, Nina, we'll make sure. We'll set something up for you anyway. Thanks for the question. All right, let's go back. We have 40 people still waiting. Can you pick a number for me, please?
19.
Number 19 is area code 320. 320, you are unmuted now.
Okay. My
Hello.
Name is Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. My name is Christine, and I'm wondering if you would clear dark emotions that are keeping me from living my purpose.
Okay.
Awesome. That is a great.
Christine, say your name 3 times for me. I can connect to your higher self.
Christine, Christine, Christine.
And can you put your hand in your heart right now? I can connect with you. I'm clearing these blockages. Is there any pain or whatever, emotional pain, at what level? This way I know. From 1 to 10?
Probably an 8.
8. Is there any particular area, emotional, mental, that you are most prominent right now with that 8?
Emotional.
Emotional. Okay. Say your name again to me 3 times. I'm accessing you.
Christine. Christine. Christine.
Christine, for some reason, your grandmother is connecting with me to you. And then I don't know if you've seen or you've met or you somehow your relationship with your grandmother long time ago is connecting with me right now, sending a message to you, clearing that energy, clearing that soul attachment. It's a karmic grief that is coming from your grandmother in the past life. I'm clearing this now and cutting that cord. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. It's your past life that is involves a lot of tragic experience from your past life. It's not from your present life, but something happened in the past that's so tragic that's causing you this emotional blockage. I release, I cut that cord. I also see you, Christine, at a certain age that's crying, you know, crying at a childhood because of some trauma. I'm clearing it now. How do you feel now?
Wow. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Christine.
Bless your heart. Bye now.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Christine. Great job. All right. So pick another number, please. Well, this is a lot of fun. I love seeing such beautiful healing and shifting happening.
Number six.
Number six is area code 416. I don't see any ID, so it's private.
Hello?
416 area code. Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Alexis. Oh, I'm so excited to get picked.
Hi, Alexis. I'm excited for you. What's your issue, dear?
My constant overeating. I seem to have got a handle on everything else in my life except for that.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Good point.
Okay. Alexis, say your name to me three times, please.
Alexis, Alexis, Alexis.
I'm channeling to you right now. Clearing this, I'm tightening your, clearing your energy. I'm tightening your gut. Filling it a little bit. This way your appetite will somehow decrease and reprogramming your mind right now to change that pattern of overeating, because right now it's just like it's your funness. It's your kind of like an alibi is like eating. So it's in a programming from you were a child. I can see like your younger child that you just just going in a corner, and when your mother or father or nobody's looking at you, you would just take anything. So, and to you, that makes you somehow feel safe. That feeling that it's comforting to you, but it's not making your body healthy, or somehow it's causing you excess weight. So let me clear that now in your brain, in your mind. Have to rewire somehow your mindset, your programming, that overeating is not somehow like a solution, or it's like a scapegoat for you. So let me release that now. I'm just rewiring your brain right now, your conscious mind, altering your thought patterns, because your thought pattern is just like the joy of eating in excess. So that is your thought pattern right now. I'm clearing this negative thought pattern in your subconscious mind right now. Okay, you will experience some shifts in a few days. I just rewire your subconscious mind because that is the pattern that is embedded. So I tighten it a little bit. This way it will not resort to overeating.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yep. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank
cool.
You.
Bye.
Love it. That is awesome. Awesome. I'm going to need a session on that, too. It's awesome. I just thought, oh, yeah, what a great idea. I need to do this, too. That is awesome. Okay, so I have the answer for you guys who were asking for a payment plan. I am so sorry, but we are not able to do that. The cart doesn't allow it, so we're not able to do that. Also, we have a limited number of sessions, so we can't really give those out on payment plans anyway, because on a payment plan, you have to wait until both payments are done, and then you can book a session. So maybe once the number of sessions are gone, we might be able to request Wilma to open up some more sessions, because then that would mean, you know, it would be probably a month or so wait time. All right, so let's get another caller. So pick a number for me, please.
45.
All right, so I'll get to number 45. There was a question I wanted to address. Can Wilma clear land and property as well? We've been told by several people that our property is on a Native American battleground and burial ground, and the spirits are not happy with us being there. We have a lot to deal with and a lot of things going wrong, breaking for years. So can you help with that, Wilma?
Yes, actually, right now I work a lot with real estate agents and property owners because some of them, let's say the houses are not selling, and they're asking me, Wilma, why is the house not selling? So and most of them are related to the negative energies, or if there are soul attachments or fragments or entities from that house, then, you know, that is something that can be done to be removed. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, beautiful. So would they need the add-on for that or just package A?
No, just a basic one is fine. And then if it's a property,
okay,
that I just need to know where is the property and if there's a picture of the property. This way I can sense if there are in the surrounding perimeter of the property, if there are negative entities around over that. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so please make sure that you send that information in addition to the ones that are already requested. Cool. So area code 561, you are on. 561.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi there.
Oh, hi. Hi, Wilma. Hi, Era. My name is Martine.
Hi.
Hi. I'm not sure what question to ask, but I've been dealing with inflammation and blood pressure. I don't know if Wilma can help me with that.
Yes, I can sense that your say your name again for me 3 times, please.
Martine.
Okay. 2 more?
Say 3 times.
Martine. Martine.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I can sense right now your energetic force is just below 50%. Your energy is not at par. So much fatigue and stress, and that's causing you all this blood pressure. And let me just do a clearing and then detox your blood quickly right now.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Is there any level of pain from 1 to 10 that you want me to focus?
No, I don't have any pain.
No? Let me just do a quick scan on your body right now.
Yeah.
I see a lot of inflammation
yes. mm-hmm.
on your body,
mm-hmm.
tension,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and some arteries are clogged with inflammation as well on the veins. Let me clear that.
Wow.
Let me detox your blood quickly. I'm clearing some of your emotional stress on your heart chakra, some tension in the heart and your veins.
Mm-hmm.
Removing any possibility of stroke.
Mm.
I'm pushing this negative blockage in your arteries right now, connected to your heart. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. I'm unclogging your arteries right now. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I sense some movement in my body and I barely feel energy.
Yeah, I'm clearing some blockage in your arteries. There's some clogged vein in your arteries, so I am clearing it. This
mm-hmm.
way it's preventing you from having a stroke. So that's what I was doing. So you felt that it was moving. So I was pulling it away. So drink plenty of water,
yeah.
Detox. This way this clogged cell artery will just go away
mm-hmm.
and you go away in your urine.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Wilma. Thank you.
Beautiful. Aaron. You're so welcome. You're so welcome, my dear. You're so welcome. I'm glad you feel better. A couple of questions I want to address. Will package A and add-on happen at the same time? Yes. So you do want to get the add-on when you check out, or if you missed it and you maybe bought it over the weekend and you've now decided you want the add-on, please make sure you ask for it now, because they will both happen at the same time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then...
And also, Aaron, for those, because if they can reach out to me by WhatsApp, I'm pretty much good at responding by email if you have any questions. And then I've been pretty much very good at it to all those people who ordered already. They know that I have reached out to them and answered every single question they have. So feel free to do so.
Awesome. Okay, feel free to do so. That's awesome. Thank you for that, Wilma. Which, by the way, I do want to comment. You know, it's not common practice for a healer to make themselves so available. I mean, she's really available to answer questions even before the session. And then, of course, you have the opportunity to ask questions after the session. Bobby said, my mother is going to be 92 soon. About a year ago, she fell and hit her forehead. And the doctors checked it all out, and she was fine. But after the year of falling, I have noticed she's having short-term memory problems. Could Wilma help her get her memory back to where she remembers things correctly?
How old is she again? 92?
She's going to be 92, yeah.
92? I can connect to her higher self because I have experienced clients who are past 8 years old already. When I am doing the soul traveling, they are not willing to cooperate in their physical body. It's like they're already traveling and preparing themselves after their earth life.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes them longer to heal, and it's because they
mm-hmm.
don't care with their physical body anymore. They're just enjoying the vision of themselves, like free and happy in the next realm, in the next stage of their afterlife. So I have to connect to the soul of that person, because even if I do the healing, but if they're body wanted already to just, you know, doesn't want to, it's not congruent. So then that person's higher self will tell me.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that answer. So hope that helps, Bobby. Perhaps if you do buy the basic package, maybe share that information with Wilma and then she can let you know. If it doesn't work, you can get it refunded before you avail the session. All right? There was another question. So Diane sent a message that she hasn't received the information of her order. I have forwarded your request to customer service. They'll be reaching out. Do other callers get the benefits of the clearings as you're working with someone, Wilma?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Yeah, it applies, so it's a collective. Yeah.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Okay, cool. How many sessions are left? I don't have the card open in front of me. I just know I saw a lot of notifications, so I know that a lot of people were buying. We do have the timer up, so it's going to definitely close in 2 days, whether... If we sell out of sessions before that, it'll close before 2 days. So, but it will definitely be closed after 2 days. So just make sure that if this is something you want, then you don't miss out. So, Wilma, we are at the end of our time together, and it has been fantastic. Wow. So Celeste said, yeah, I can definitely feel the energy moving even when Wilma is working with other callers. So that's really cool. I'm so glad you were receiving this.
And also, I wanted to tell everybody, when I am responding or typing a message or responding to your email, to your WhatsApp, every single word that I type is infused with energy. So that's why a lot of people are receiving an instant healing, because each word that I type or send as soon as I press my thumb or my fingers in the laptop, is already sending frequency of healing to everyone who orders the package. Huh?
All right, beautiful. Thank you. And another question, somebody bought a package for their mom who has cancer, and she's saying if when you check Wilma and if they're not really willing to receive the healing, can that session then be used for someone else?
Yes, that's correct.
If the session hasn't happened. Okay, good. So, yes,
yeah.
you can use it for someone else.
But let me know as soon as possible.
That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So ask the question as soon as possible, and then Wilma will let you know. And then you can, if you do want to switch, then share that information as quickly as you can. Beautiful. So, my dear, we are at the end of our time together. And as I predicted, it would be fantastic. People just loved it. They are really, really buzzing with the energy. And a lot of people are reporting all kinds of beautiful energetic shifts that happened during this call. I can't wait for the emails from people that will listen to the replay. Is there anything you would like to share with us before we let you go?
Yes, Aram, thank you for the team of From Heartache to Joy, and especially for those who will be receiving miracles in the next couple of hours or days or weeks. Feel free to share your testimonials or send an email to me or From Heartache to Joy. This way we can spread some more love and healing to other people. That would be great.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Love it. Beautiful. Oh, one more question. Great question, Kelly. How many issues can be healed with one session?
Actually, it depends on whatever I'm guided to by your higher self. So whatever I'm taken when I'm clearing you, I'll go from there. You know, if I see something
okay.
I can do at the same time, then I will do it. So it depends on how
Beautiful.
I connect with the spirit. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for answering that. And thank you so much for all the beautiful healing, your words of wisdom, everything. Thank you so much, Wilma. It was wonderful having you with us. And thank you, all of you guys. You are amazing. Thank you for participating on the call with your energy, with your questions. And please remember to share these replays with as many people as you can, because as we know, the world is really, really needing some help. A lot of people are stuck emotionally,
yeah.
And
know, also
their stuckness, believe it.
Yeah, Aaron. Also, because right now my phone,
yes, ma'am.
My phone is not keep constantly calling from I know international calls, so I would appreciate if they can connect me with WhatsApp and schedule the call first, not just randomly calling me without schedule, because I may be
yeah.
soul traveling, or maybe I'm in
so
a
let me explain that. Yeah, yes, exactly. So just make it a rule, don't answer phone calls that are not scheduled.
Yes, exactly.
So what she's requesting is, first of all, please connect with her on WhatsApp so she doesn't get charged for international calling, because there's roaming charges for that. And then second thing is, when she's in sessions, she's doing astral travel and all kinds of stuff, so please make sure you don't call without booking an appointment first, okay? You can always message on WhatsApp, because that can be quiet and she can respond to it at her own time, but please do not call unless you have a booked appointment. That goes without saying. So please make sure that you are mindful of that. And as I was saying earlier, that, you know, the collective right now is really in fear, and they're stuck emotionally. There's a lot of stuff that has been triggered. That was a beautiful blessing, really, of this time, because a lot of those very deep-rooted stuff needs to come out. It has to come out. And people that are stuck and they're suppressing it, they feel the stuckness, but it is our job, really. We can't be doing this alone. This is the beauty of going through a collective challenge, which is a pandemic. It cannot be about me, myself, and I. It just can't. It's not going to work. We have to think about other people. We have to think about, you know, all the other people that are suffering. What can we do right now to help them to shift? Because we are all part of one whole. So their stuckness is at some level affecting us. So please be mindful of that. As many people as you can help to uplift, however you do it, you know, if you can share these replays, awesome. If you can share some other uplifting messages, whatever you can do to help, because this is the lesson we are being taught. Nobody is alone in this world. Everybody is connected, and everybody affects everybody else. Okay? So let's be beacons of light and love, and invitation for people to get uplifted. And let's stay true to that. Let's stay true to From Heartache to Joy. Let's help people move from this heartache to joy. Lots of love, everybody. Thank you again for being here. You are deeply appreciated and deeply loved. Bye-bye.